Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Whalen Productions presents We're Alive, Lockdown. Part 4 of 6.
Something in the blood. It doesn't matter.
Mark, it's gonna be okay.
No, it's not. I can feel it. Whatever it is, it's inside me.
You can't be-
It's coming up stronger now. Faster.
What do we do?
I don't know.
Danny, back up.
Someone's gotta do it.
What? Do what?
He's changing.
Give me your taser.
Wait, that'll kill him.
I know.
It's done.
Mark.
Chuck murió también.
Yes, you heartless prick.
Eran una mierda los dos.
Not through pollution, revolution, but the devil, you know. And now the sheep have lost their shepherd and don't know where to go.
Anyone mad at me for doing that? Huh? Just wanted to check. The consensus was to kill him, right? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Just checking.
Poor Mark.
Poor us. He found a way out. The rest of us were pretty much stuck in here, aren't we?
I don't think any one of us wants to go out like that.
It works. The taser I made killed him.
Chuck, too.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
Yeah, but it took out a lot of those things, too. Here. Don't know if there's any more cartridges left for it.
Thanks, but this isn't mine.
Huh?
I didn't change this taser.
Is that the one that I found in the locker at Station 5?
Then.
Hit him! The net! Go to the net!
What?
Did it work before?
Okay. He's dead. Again.
Jump in anytime, Fredo.
No.
I'll leave it to Mark to keep fucking with us to the bitter end.
I just swing so hard to kill him.
Oh, really, Bogart?
I'm sorry. I just meant whatever changed him, made him tougher. It just seemed like something I needed to share. Sorry.
Yeah, I noticed that too. That they become more difficult to take down. And I say they because we shouldn't even feel sorry for Mark. That wasn't him anymore. And that should go for all of us. Anyone start to turn, we should not hesitate to kill them.
Anyone disagree with that?
Nope.
Yeah, it's harsh, but it's the way it's gotta be.
Someone going to translate?
Like any of us would be able to do something if Fredo starts changing.
Ahora sí está muerto, ¿no?
What's he?
He's asking if Mark... it's dead now.
Sure. Why not? See. Now ask him why he just stood there and he did nothing.
¿Por qué te quedaste ahí? ¿Por qué no ayudaste?
Parecía que lo tenía bajo control.
He said you had it handled.
Still could have used you out there, big buddy. Huh? You see shit like that going down, you know, roar, you smash. Whatever. You chicken shit. Maybe none of this would have happened if you were there. We're all in this together.
It's no use. He doesn't care.
What now?
No one else got attacked or blood in them or whatever.
We kept those things at a distance, but I think we all still got a bit splattered.
Mark was the only one who got clawed. I just have a little blood on me.
Well, I got a lot.
Clean off, rinse out your jumpsuits. I don't have anything else for you to change into.
What about Mark? We just gonna leave him there?
No. Grab one of the sheets. We can wrap him.
Here, use mine.
We'll put him in the office with the other one.
Anyone want to say any words?
You mean you want to?
May he be in a better place. Chuck, too. Amen.
Amen.
Goodbye, Mark.
Y ahora somos seis.
I'd feel worse, but they both sort of brought it on themselves, and now we don't have as much bullshit to deal with.
Show some respect.
Sorry, that was harsh.
Go get cleaned up.
Well, is the phone still useful without a signal?
I'll give it a try.
Danny, you okay with Jody using the cell in any way possible? You know, legal or otherwise?
Whatever. Just get us the fuck out of here.
I knew it. I just knew something was gonna happen.
¿Qué quieres?
Aren't we glad we stayed? Could have ended up like that.
No entiendo.
Must be nice. Not having to understand how truly screwed we are. No. I think you get it. ¿Tú piensas que estamos jodidos?
Jody, the phone!
I'm on it. Well, it was nice talking with you.
¿Tienen el teléfono?
Sí. Consiguieron el teléfono. But it's not like it's gonna matter. The phone can't reach any outside network. It's hopeless.
The phone worked, but it couldn't find any cell towers. We didn't know if it was bad reception or what. Chuck said he saw it call out before, but Chuck was also a liar. Either way, the whole trip was a waste. Nobody really said it, but we all knew it. What happened next? Well, I don't remember exactly how it happened, but we all ended up hanging out in the holding cell. Not in chains or anything. We were done with all that bullshit. Everyone was just laying back, sitting around, just thinking of stuff, but none of us could figure out what the hell to do next.
There's gotta be another way, but what about the air vents? Or whatever? What about those?
That was the first thing we talked about. It won't work.
Well, can we at least look?
I already did, but hand me the flashlight. crossbars are between the sections. We need some serious tools to get through.
This place is made to not let people escape through air vents. Ain't no James Bond shit here.
Hey, I'm open to any suggestion at this point. Movie, whatever.
Can we go through any more walls? That seemed to work out all right.
Yeah, Shawshank our way out.
Dig the wrong way, you end up in Muncherland.
Or cut into electrical, gas, waterline, whatever. Gavin was the only reason we knew where to go through. He had the blueprints.
You wanna try again?
Didn't Mark say that his radio went dead a long time ago?
Doesn't cost us anything to try. Gavin! Gavin, come in.
Is there any, like, super hacky thing you can do to open the doors? The bus is just there around the corner, right?
Around the corner through three doors. To buses that are, again, behind much bigger electric doors.
Doesn't matter how many there are, if she can use the computer to open them.
That's like getting on the internet through a light switch. That computer is just files, records, and emails. That's it. They don't connect that stuff for a reason.
I thought you said you were trying to see the cameras and stuff on there.
Can't get past the administrator's password. Like I said, nothing on there we can use.
Is there any way we can help?
Not really. I have none of my scripts or tools. There's no way to write code, so yeah. Sorry. And even then, surveillance isn't going to open those doors.
They modified that phone, right? To call out? Anything with that?
The phone wasn't locked, but only had porn and these basic apps. Nothing we could use.
Are you sure? I could check.
I deleted anything I knew we didn't need.
Never mind.
Danny, you know this place better than all of us. You've walked the halls, you know how it works. Are we missing something?
I don't think so.
Keys, any keys somewhere? A special key to open those doors manually?
I mean, I think there's a few you can do that with, but I think anything that leads outside is still controlled by Central.
But they'd need... What about the power?
Yeah, what about it?
What happens when Central doesn't have any power? Shouldn't the doors unlock in case of an emergency? And I think that's how they work. They need a charge to stay closed.
Do they? Is that a thing?
I don't know how it works.
Looks like it might.
And?
Yes! I think that's how the doors are wired.
So how can we kill the power?
There's gotta be breakers. Where are those?
Most likely in the basement, with the generators. But that's still behind several electronic doors, and then still locked with the maintenance keys. And those are in Central.
Of course. Why shouldn't it be the hardest thing to do?
So we just gotta wait till the generator dies? How long will it last?
Yeah, we gotta be draining some serious juice by now.
I mean, Mark thought it was a month, but that can't be right, can it?
That's a lot of fuel. Wouldn't someone need to refill it?
So, what if we just chill long enough, power goes out, and the doors will just open? We can walk out of here.
This whole time, what we really needed to be doing was nothing?
Well, I guess that is the safest option. Everything else we've come up with, one of us would probably not make it. It'd probably be Simeon. No offense, but you seem the most expendable.
I'm serious. He actually said that. I can't make this stuff up.
I'm just surprised you can remember so many details.
Well, you said be thorough. I can skip to the part
no,
where...
No. You're fine. I need to know everything. Continue.
So, Jeremy says that.
It'd probably be Simeon. No offense, but you seem the most expendable.
He was obviously joking.
No one disagreed.
Yeah, most likely.
I can see that.
You're all assholes. You all suck.
So everyone's good with this? We wait?
I think that's the only plan. Afterwards, if we get out...
Let's just worry about getting out of here first. Out there, who knows what comes next?
It could always be worse than in here.
You are just a delight, aren't you?
I wonder if Mark knew that when the power would go out, we could leave.
Like he was gonna try and keep us here no matter what?
Does that make a difference now? He's dead. And I'm sure there's a lot of things Mark didn't tell us for whatever stupid reason. This is what we're doing moving forward. We're waiting. We're relaxing. We're not gonna get all worked up about stuff. We're gonna just sit, eat, and take it easy. Play it calm, really calm.
I agree. We'll wait it out.
What do we do in the meantime?
Who's got the cards?
Should I tell Fredo?
Why? It's no change in his normal routine of sleeping, eating, and shitting. Who am I dealing in?
Count me in. And play we did. And did, and did. I kid you not, hours just absolutely crawled by. But eventually, those doors would open and we'd be free. We just had no idea how long we'd have to wait.
Ah, no one can go. Eight of hearts.
Ah, barely got me. You beat me every time.
Because you always go for the quick win. Slow it down. Play the long game. It's the last cards that matter.
You want me to deal?
Nah, no need. I might just take another nap.
You mind if I hang with you guys?
Or I could be in for another round.
Give up on the computer?
I just got all these dead ends. And you can only read the same messages on there so many times. I tried making custom scripts, but nothing really works.
How'd you learn to do all that?
Self-taught, mostly.
But when?
Why does it matter?
Curious? How does someone like you become you?
With the computer stuff?
Yeah, like, why'd you get into it?
Okay, well, grew up poor. Really poor. But just about every quarter I earned, I saved for the arcade. I loved games. Then, the computer started getting better at it. Like with Doom and Wolfenstein. I really wanted my own. The place my dad worked for used to upgrade old computers constantly. And so sometimes, there were parts left over he got to take home.
One piece at a time, and it didn't cost you a dime.
Pretty much. I was about 10 when I built my first computer. And this was way back in the old 486 days when it was hard. You had to deal with DOS, and you didn't have the internet to answer questions. So I read a few books, finding out whatever I could, and didn't give up. It just grew from there.
Well, you're really good at that stuff. You could have gotten a cushy job. Why the hell did you end up in here?
Would you turn down 50K for only 5 minutes of bank transfer hacks?
Sounds great, until you got caught.
Technically, I didn't. Most of the banks didn't even know what happened. I didn't take money from people, just lender transfers. No one even knew it was missing. Digital money.
Well, they still got you in the end.
Yep.
How'd they find out?
I didn't know you were in this conversation. Thought you would know all this.
Not me. I didn't have access to your files. I'm not gonna judge you. I'm just curious. If they didn't catch you, how'd you end up in here?
Someone give you up?
It was actually pretty stupid and unrelated. I was doing a DDoS attack on a few company servers, places that supported hate groups. They eventually traced it back to me. When I wasn't home, they came in, seized my computer, and found out what else I had been up to.
And they were sending you upstate from here?
Yep. Jury found me guilty last week. Not much evidence, but it didn't matter.
Well, as long as we're driving down our dark paths. Bo, I gotta say, I'm dying to find out how someone like you ended up in here.
Possession for sales. Drugs.
Really?
Well, that's not a big deal.
And I burned my girlfriend's house down.
But that is.
Man, it feels weird talking about this in front of you. You're on the other side, right?
Who, me? Not anymore.
Yeah, but sort of.
I think we're all past that.
Yeah.
What happened?
Did you really sell drugs? You don't seem like the type.
Well, no, I wasn't selling drugs. My girlfriend was. She tried to pin it on me. Cops didn't listen, and fire destroyed any proof I had.
So, she started the fire too?
No, that was me. I burned that bitch's house to the ground.
Oh, wow.
That answers that.
No one can go? 456.
But you made a deal, and you're getting parole?
Most likely. I would have found out today. Well, the last day. No one got hurt in the fire, or that wouldn't have been an option. It's real stupid.
Simeon?
Me? Not as cool as your story. I just stole a truck.
That's it.
There's gotta be more than that.
No, that's pretty much it.
Can anybody beat that straight? No? Okay.
What was in it?
To be honest, I don't even know. I was strapped for cash, guy I knew needed someone. So I took the job.
But you were headed upstate, right?
Yeah, what about it?
The DA would have made a deal for your release since someone else asked you to do it. After all, you only stole a truck.
I should have had you for my lawyer.
If anyone knows the law, it's someone that lives on the other side of it.
Well, that's what happened.
Wait. Shh. You smell that?
What?
That's bullshit. There's something you are not telling us. And P.S., I win again. New deal.
I can't win one of these games, can I?
Are you gonna keep avoiding the question?
Fine. What does it matter anyway? Stealing the moving truck didn't go as planned. It was supposed to be dropped off around 6, and I was gonna go pick it up about 2 a.m. I had a duplicate key and everything. It was simple. When I got there, the dock was empty, so I got to the truck, went to open the gate. These two guys showed up and started shooting at me. Glass all over, I get down, find a gun under the seat. I'm thinking, fuck, whose truck is this? So I grabbed it, stuck my arm out, and fired back. I didn't know I actually hit anything. I just shot a bunch of times, drove through the gate, and got the hell out of there. They both bled out and died.
I didn't figure you for a killer.
I didn't mean to. I really didn't, but it happened.
Man, this sucks.
Yes. Yes, it does.
And it turns out the truck was already stolen, so they weren't innocents either. DA offered a deal to turn in who hired me. They were gonna move me upstate if I did.
So did you?
That's why he's here.
Minimum security wasn't gonna be half bad. Better than this place. I'd at least get to be outdoors.
So you ratted someone out?
Yeah, but it didn't matter anyway. The guy who hired me died after the DA made the deal. Dumbass tried to rob a liquor store. Phew.
That just leaves you.
Me? Nah, no one wants to hear that.
Excuse me?
You don't need to worry about me.
Well, there was a guy I knew once.
Going the third person route.
All right, just listen. And this guy, he had a big mouth, eh? Talked about what he did to his cellmate, and that cellmate ratted him out and testified against him. Part of a plea bargain. Cellmate got out. Well, the guy with the big mouth tacked on another life sentence.
But we just told you what we did.
Is that what you're planning on doing? Why you wanted everyone to talk first?
No. I'm not a rat. But I also don't trust anyone either. We still have no idea what's out there, and I am not the kind of man to risk a 30-second conversation against 30 more years.
So you wouldn't care if we knew? Just you can't tell us.
Exactly.
What if I knew what you did?
Excuse me?
I sort of know what all of you did.
Oh?
Who's honest? And who's leaving out something? I found everyone's summary files on the computer.
You said you were working on trying to find ways out of here.
Not the entire time. I sort of just found them.
So you lied to me. Maybe Mark was right to not leave you alone.
I'm sorry, but if I'm a woman sharing spaces with a rapist, I kind of want to know who to look out for.
Like Fredo?
These other things. But that's not one of them. I'm sorry. But I needed to be sure.
You could have just said that. I would have understood. You're making it a lot harder to trust you.
I'm telling you now, aren't I? Isn't that some trust?
I want to know what he did.
Fredo?
No, Jeremy. Well, him too, but this guy first.
You said you wouldn't care. And you're not admitting to anything.
Okay. Hit me. What did it say? I'm curious, too. I haven't read my own file.
It didn't say much. Just that you're here for assault against a young man.
What else did it say?
Didn't say many specifics. Just that you beat him almost to death.
You did that?
Everyone is in here for some reason. Like I'm a giant, violent asshole. Is that what you're thinking now?
I don't know what to think.
Well, did it happen to say what the circumstances were, or who it was?
No. It was only a paragraph with a brief description. I didn't have access to anyone's complete file. Care to tell us?
Do I seem like a person who would just attack someone for no reason?
Faces don't always match the rap sheets.
Say, hypothetically, the person stole something from me. Say that something was very valuable, and then they destroyed it. Say what they did was already illegal, but I was the one who got in trouble.
Oh, how very vague of you.
Hey, look, we all do stupid stuff that we regret. What if someone was in the house you burned down, Bogart? Where would you be now? Simeon straight up killed two people.
Accidentally.
Well, whatever. You gonna try and weigh out who's the worst here? Nobody here is innocent. Not as far as I can see.
Well, me.
Maybe. Jury's still out on that. But shit happens. We make mistakes. Does any of that matter? Who gets to judge us for what we did before with all this going on?
You're right.
I didn't think you were an asshole.
You're right, though. I mean, we should focus on what's ahead.
I still want to hear about Fredo.
What did I just say?
Well, that's all true, unless someone's dangerous.
Okay, fine. What did he do?
He actually had a lot listed for him. A lot more than anyone else. About everything you'd expect. Violent gang crimes, broken bones, even a few murders. But nothing they could fully pin on him.
I knew it. Chuck was right. Fredo's a hitman.
You really think so?
Yeah. All that family stuff he was talking about. What if Fredo really was one of them?
It just said gangs.
But organized crime. That's like a gang, right? Maybe he's just more highbrow than we think. What if this whole time he actually speaks English? And he's just listening in from down the hall?
No.
What if it's all an act?
I don't think so. Maybe you should give him a break. I read his stuff, and it's kind of sad.
Really?
No formal education, orphaned, reported abuse in foster homes. The guy's had a rough life. Sort of feel sorry for him.
Maybe when he was younger, but that's not who he is now. He may not be dangerous in here when he needs us, but the minute he steps outside, a whole different story.
Well, if it makes you feel better, just keep your distance. Sit in the back of the bus when we leave.
So how will all that work?
What work?
The buses.
We get in one and go. Seems pretty simple to me.
You think it'll be safe? If those things are out there?
I still don't think the infection took over everything. No way. But I do think getting us in here would be the last priority.
Either way, I imagine those transfer buses have bars on the windows, right?
They do.
Should protect us getting away from here if we're followed out.
At least one bus should still be in the Sally Port. Once the doors that lead there are unlocked, we'll still need to push open the outer doors and find the keys, but they should be at the control desk.
Can we even push them open? They've got to be bigger than the bus.
They're on track, so probably, with enough help.
Or just drive through it.
Maybe we should think about loading up a bunch of the meals in sacks to take with us. And some water just in case, you know?
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
What was that?
Where the hell's my spear?
It's over there.
There it is again.
Should I wake up Fredo?
Fredo! Hey! Get up!
Ya estoy despierto.
Quiet.
Where's that coming from? The vent. Over here. Is it the response team?
Was Mark right?
What if it's more infected coming through the vents?
Can they do that?
That sounds like one.
Just get ready.
Man, sounds nasty.
Simeon, your spear. Aim for the neck.
Should I try to open the grill? Give us a good shot.
Do it.
Too late.
No!
He's still like us!
Water. Please.
It's Gavin! Gavin! I almost couldn't tell.
All right, take his hands. Easy.
Oh, man, he's all fucked up.
Water.
Hurry, get some water!
Water, please.
Here. Oh, not too fast. Slowly. He's severely dehydrated.
Grab those sheets and padding. Right, just lay down. We got you.
No, Gavin. It's okay. Look. They're not going to hurt you. Gavin, hey, just relax.
Mark. You can't.
Hey. Listen, shh, you want water? Food? Or you want to go back in that vent? We are done with this bullshit. Mark didn't trust us, and he got himself killed by those things. What are you gonna do?
He's right. Look at this. He welded through the vents. He brought tools.
That's all he had. Man, look at him. He's a skeleton.
Where'd he come from?
Last we heard from Gavin, he was stuck in Block 7, the one under construction.
Should I close the vent?
Something could come up behind him.
Would he have made it this far if there was?
Guess not. Here, mix the powder from the kit in the water. He needs his energy.
It's okay, Gavin. It's okay. You're safe now. We'll get you out of here soon.
How?
We're waiting for the power to shut off. The doors will open.
No, you can't.
Yes, we have enough food and water. We got into the earthquake supplies. We'll be fine. The generators can't last forever.
No. It won't. The doors won't open either. It's the grid. You can't get out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The guard, Gavin, was really messed up. He was living in Block 7, dying of hunger the entire time we were in T-Block. Couple days. It took a while for him to recover to where he could even talk.
I still here?
Hey, he's awake!
Hey, you feeling better? You need anything else? Another shake? You passed out after that last one.
We blended it with your drill. It's not much, but it'll help.
We figured it'd be easier than something solid.
You can trust them.
Oh, that is so good. This place is like heaven.
I hate to tell you, but we're still in hell. We just have food.
Trust me. Could be worse.
Ask him.
What did you mean about the grid? You were talking about it before.
I'm sorry. I don't really remember that.
You said something about how the doors won't open.
Oh. Yeah, well, the generators are gonna last a while. They got a massive reserve tank.
But they will run out eventually, right? And the doors will open.
No. Sorry. They won't. There's backup solar panels on the roof. They had them installed on the door security grid after the generator was having problems during last year's drill.
Are you sure? How do you know that?
Gavin's pretty involved around here. What was your position again?
Worked. In the IT administration. Had a lot of experience with this place. A little bit of everything.
So you knew the locks wouldn't open? Why'd you come this way? Just for the food?
I was kind of hoping by the time I got here, you might all have been rescued. Guess that's not happening, is it?
Yeah, that 48-hour window is long gone.
Okay. We don't really know for sure what's going on out there. It could take them longer.
Wait. You have an admin login, don't you?
Yeah. Why?
Here. Let me grab Mark's laptop. Just type in your password.
Wait, what are you doing? I can't let you enter the server.
I found a remote utility on the network. And now I just need admin access to install it onto the surveillance server. As long as we still have power, we'll be able to see what's going on all over the jail. From right here. Don't worry. I've already been all up and down this network. Mark asked me to.
He trusted you? I find that hard to believe. I mean, it's Mark.
I know. Just, please, do it.
All right. But, here, use the installer. From my network share here. My computer's still on upstairs.
That's even better. And you have a bunch of compilers on here, too!
I've had to do a bit of coding for my job. You know, task, program automation, updates, that sort of thing.
Nerds.
Damn, if I had this before, I wouldn't have needed you.
How long is this going to take?
Just a few more seconds.
That fast?
Here, let me put in a few settings.
And the geek shall inherit the Earth.
Only ones with a 500 account.
Again, nerds.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
There it is!
Can't see.
I'm impressed. That was a good idea.
Thanks.
Move a little. I can't see.
You have access to all the cameras? Every one?
I think so. But I have to go to one at a time. I mean, I don't think they would all fit on the small screen.
Yeah, I don't think you can scale it down either. If you hold Alt, there's more settings, too.
There's sound. This is cool.
So, those were the things that I kept hearing?
There weren't any infected where you were?
No. I was all alone in 7 Block. I only knew what little Mark could tell me.
How'd you live so long down there?
Not easily. Water was already shut off in my block because of the construction. Had to filter a mop bucket at first, and then had to, you know, recycling.
Ew.
Yeah, well, food was even more scarce. Had to eat whatever pests I could find.
Oh, God.
Learned what happens when you're hungry enough. Not an experiment I'd recommend to anyone.
Wait a minute, from 7? Then how'd you get through the vents past the bars?
With a cutting torch. That got a little complicated. There wasn't a lot of air, so I had to wear the SCBA. You know, the fire mask. And it was... That's a pretty long way here, so... I'd sweat, you know, get more dehydrated. I didn't think I was going to actually make it here, but... I knew I had to. When Mark and I talked, he mentioned that you made it to the emergency supplies. And that thought of food was just enough to keep me going.
You, sir, are a badass.
Thanks.
And I thought our first few days without eating were bad enough.
Yeah, seriously, just give this guy as many kits as he needs.
Well, thank you. I'm feeling quite better now, thanks to your smoothies.
There's so many cameras. Look at all these ID numbers.
I think this is just the raw feed. There's no labels. But at least it works.
Wait, go back! That one was pointed outside!
Can you move the camera up?
Use the arrow keys.
That's the... city.
There's our answer.
What? I can't... What do you see? Look, looks the same to me. I don't see anything.
That's just it. There's nothing there. Nothing.
No planes, no cars. No movement at all.
Could this really be the end of human civilization? Is this really life after death? The truest devastation? They said the world is better off with guys like us locked up in cells. And now the better world is off and gone and blown up itself.
That's one way to put it.
Sickness spread far, didn't it?
Looks that way.
Everyone must be dead. Or like them.
Family? Friends? All of it.
Well, we survived, didn't we? I'm sure others did too. People could have got out. You can't give up all hope.
I don't know many people locked behind doors and walls like these.
Dear Lord, protect those who need you most right now. And guide all family and friends into your arms.
Amen.
Even if we get out, what is there to go back to?
You can continue to wallow over the dead. Or we can embrace reality. Maybe we're alone, but we're still here.
Stuck in jail.
Then it sounds to me like we need to get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. How?
Oh, we start figuring it out. Gavin, are there more tools? Like the digging type? I mean, can we bring them up here?
Or we can go down there. To 7. In fact, actually there's more room. Maybe a shorter way out. But
there's no way Fredo will even come close to fitting through that vent. She's gonna leave him here?
That doesn't sound so bad to me.
Whoa, wait. Who?
Oi, mi nombre.
Whoa. He's here?
Gavin está despierto. Estamos buscando por una salida.
Whoa.
Relax. Fredo's chill.
Well, excuse me if I keep my distance.
Ve, siéntate. Que se está poniendo nervioso.
Great. So we lose our strongest guy. You saw how the rest of us did getting into that storeroom.
That may not be the only way out still. I'm just thinking out loud. But at least we have tools and the blueprints, right?
Yeah. Only covers this half of the jail, though. And the solar panels only back up security systems. So once the generators go out, we won't have power tools. Which, I guess, should be a while, but digging out, it's gonna be no picnic. It's gonna take weeks. No jackhammers or anything like that. It's just smaller stuff from the renovation.
Wait, why are we talking about digging? Gavin brought a cutting torch. Let's just cut through the door to the bus and get out of here.
I don't think there's enough gas left in the tank to cut through everything from here to the Sally port. I used a lot already.
What if we cut through the doors to Central instead?
Whoa. It might be enough.
Whoa, easy. Don't get up.
Thank you. I'm feeling a lot better than I look. I want to see something. You were able to open that door, right?
Yeah. I hotwired it.
You had to get something from 5 block, a phone. And no, it doesn't work.
Well, what about that end? You only need to get through 2 more doors to get to Central. There should be enough gas in the tanks for that.
Here. Get the chair from the office.
Yeah, but with all those things in the hall, you'd never make it. Central's further than where the phone was before, right?
Thanks.
We also went in blind. If we use the cameras and watch them, look for patterns, mark down where they're going, when, how many, what time they sleep. Oh, man. I wish we had Chuck still. He'd be perfect for this.
Well, I guess I can do that, if you want. I have a pretty good memory.
And there may be other ways. I like your original plan. If we can cut the power to the doors. But I just need to check the blueprints.
Good. So not just one idea.
Digging out, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Put that one last.
Well, let's see how difficult the others are first. May take a while, but it's the safest.
Then we start working. Together. As equals. If one person gets out, we all do, all right? We each help each other. And, you know, maybe not even just in here. Something tells me we'll still need each other out there, too.
That's fine.
All right. So Bogart and I can go back through the vent down to Block 7, take a look at what tools we have, and bring back the blueprints?
It's safe?
It's totally sealed.
Wouldn't there be some riot gear down there, in the guard shed?
Well, now you're talking.
There might be. I mean, if you want to look.
Yes, please, do.
And I'll get started on the door.
And me, the computer.
All right, then.
Grab some pen and paper.
Ya hacen ahora.
Sí, es cierto. Vamos a tratar de salir.
Finalmente.
My job was to keep an eye on the cameras. Write down where I saw the infected. Later, Bogart would help shade in the blueprints where most of them were. I discovered those things hung around in groups, like they're old gangs, mostly looking for something to eat. One time, I saw a bunch of five get really hungry. Then it became four. We spent almost a day, I think, working out how to get into Central. Everyone was doing their thing. It felt really good. You know, like we were all simpatico. But then, well, I overheard the two guards in the office next to mine. I'd just been clicking through the cameras pretty quiet. Must have thought I couldn't hear them.
You've given them weapons from Block 7 now?
How else would they defend themselves if something happens?
Well, we haven't left the hallway yet. There's no need for them in here.
Maybe, but what if something does happen? Maybe Jody needs to have the tasers to change them.
I just think that you should be more careful.
Why can't you be past all that?
Because I heard what happened with Mark and that other inmate.
Chuck had issues from the beginning, and Mark wasn't totally innocent either. And nobody else has given us any problems.
That's just because they still need you to get out of here. No matter what you think has changed, when they look at you, they just see guard. You get in their way.
I won't. I'll be right behind them when we walk out.
I just think we should be more...
I know. I heard you.
Hey! Hey, Simon! Is this the area of the block that's got the most?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you guys still working on the map? Any luck?
Partially. We've been working out a path back from Central. It looks like this route here is the safest. If you look at the cameras located here, there's a...
Wait a minute. Go back. Okay, stop. No. This is all wrong.
That's Central, right? I was sure that was it.
No, that's it. But look at all security glass. I mean, it's completely busted out. Give me that blueprint.
What's the problem?
I had no idea. It's destroyed.
Is that a deal breaker?
Have you ever been in Central?
Wait, what about Central? What's the deal?
Do you mind giving me a hand with these?
Oh, right.
What are the O's?
Danny asked us to grab what we needed from the guard room, down in 7.
We brought up enough stun shields for everyone. These things are pretty cool. They're wired to shock anyone in front.
Oh, sweet!
Yeah, that's how they work. Don't waste the charge.
Hey, I got even more stuff tied to my leg. Will you give me a hand?
Oh, yeah.
The darker shades here you drew are... That's where they are the most, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gavin, what is it? What's the problem?
Look, around Central. That's not even a little secure. They can get in from every angle when you're inside. And check this out. There's a big bunch of them just camping out around the corner. How much time do you think you're going to need or have to find the right doors to open? I don't work in Central, neither do you. There's a hell of a lot of controls in there. Hey, bring up this camera. I mean, Say you opened the wrong door. Entrance here or here.
We'd be flooded with them. Anyone who went there, it'd be suicide.
Yeah. There's not enough time to be precise and not enough of us to be quick.
Damn it, we've been working on this for so long already.
And you didn't notice?
I'm sorry, we don't know how it works. I just thought I was doing my job.
Hey! We still have the weapons and tools. Where else can we go?
What a waste of time. I knew we should have dug. We should have just dug our way out.
All right, enough. There are other ways. Gavin, you mentioned something about cutting the power?
Yeah, I did, but when I looked, none of the electrical grid is labeled on here. You don't know what subbreakers control what. Only way to be sure to cut the power is cut it all. I mean, yeah, we'd be free, but we're gonna let all them out, too.
No, you would just unlock the doors. Those infected would still be contained.
Unless they keep trying to open them. Trust me, they pull on the doors a lot. They're not dumb. It's like their brains still know.
So you flip the switch and run?
Yeah, breakers aren't anywhere near the exit. They're in the basement.
Another suicide mission.
Maybe there's a way we can time it to shut off.
Oh.
Can I see what they look like? The breakers?
Yeah, I guess. Here.
What are you looking for?
There's a maintenance room somewhere down here.
Let me. This it?
Yeah. That's the power room.
And these are the breakers in the security cage.
Yep. I have the keys for that room, too. I mean, at least that's not an issue.
There's the main, right? It sticks out far enough. It's got what? Like a 5 to 10 pound pull on the lever?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I've never messed with this stuff.
Look, what you do is rig an empty bucket or something to the switch, set one of the jugs of water on top, dripping into it. Then you'll have more than enough time to get out.
And the bucket fills up, pop. I dig it.
You just came up with that?
That's good. That's really good. Okay, so backtrack from the maintenance room, follow the stairwell up. Where's it go? Is it a clear path? These blueprints don't even cover that area.
Looks like that's near the hole.
Solitary. Okay. 93. I already finished mapping out these cameras. There are just so many, I couldn't do them all yet.
That's not too far. Might not be difficult to get to.
Wait. What is that?
Try the next camera over. No, go to the next camera.
I'm trying.
You want me to...
I got it. This one.
The pounding's coming from inside one of the solitary cells.
Someone's still alive in there?
How is that possible?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Join us again next week for the continuation of We're Alive, Lockdown. Starring Michael Clark as Bogart, Kim Estes as Chuck, Colby Clayton Lemaster as Simeon, Leslie Uve as Jody, James Quattrochi as Mark, Edward Zajac as Gavin, Rogelio Ramos as Fredo, Britt Rose as Danielle, Scott Marvin as Bert, Brett Newton as Puck, Constance Parm as CJ, and Stephen Weber as Jeremy, written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Whalen. Casting director David Seddon. Sound design Grayson Stone. Music composed by Daniel Burkoff Hopkins. Associate producers Christian Champagne and John Bennett. Additional sound editing K.C. Whalen. Zinterns Lauren Kroon, Chris Arnold, Anthony Nuno Jr. Graphic artist Stanley von Medvey. Voice cut editors Michelle and Robert Montiel. Kickstarter graphics Ben Hozak, Taryn Henderson, Will Pitney. Jail research Ray Husky. Additional voices by Rio Magdaleno, Charlie Magdaleno, Chris Arnold, Greg Miller, Adam Young, K.C. Whalen, Grayson Stone, Daniel Burkoff Hopkins, Wendy Lucas, Phil Nieto, Marcos Classic, Catherine Eaton, Ryan Smith, and Joshua Kieser. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.